So, before we get to the main topic today, stain removal, let's talk a little bit about the Maris Ayin Gemara. Kuf Mem Vav on the base. The Mishnah says, "Mishenashu Kelov Bedarach Mahalech Bameinu Choshesh." So, your clothing got wet. How did they get wet? Rashi says, "You fell into a river." It's interesting. Rashi doesn't give the more normal example, like it was pouring. We'll return to that point a little later.
Didn't read that.
Ever? What?
It was more like you formed the river than the river.
Depends. It depends on winter, summer. I don't know. Okay. So you're saying that's the way the Mishabura says it. But it's an interesting point. Okay, maybe. Anyway, so now your clothing are soaked. Ah, a big kula. You're allowed to walk home. So, why would I have thought it's usher? So here we have an interesting debate between the Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi, Be'a Lamed Hamad Beis, writes that the pshat is, you might have thought that it's aser, we're going to see later on, to hang up your wet clothing because of Maris Ayin. People think you washed them on Shabbos. Maybe you'd also think you're not allowed to walk home in wet clothing. People think you laundered your clothing. Kamash Malan, no, it's mutter. The Rambam writes, the chiddush is, that we're not choshesh for schita. And in other words, you might have thought it's aser to walk around in wet clothing because of schita, kamash malan. Now,
are walking itself would be schita?
This is interesting. We'll actually talk about that in a moment, which is that the Mordechai writes, this is Taf Mem Aleph, that wet clothing are aser to be metaltel. Why? Gzeira shama yeschot. So if you learn like that, then the Mishnah is certainly very easy to understand. You might have thought that you can't carry these clothing, so you couldn't wear them either. Kamash malon. How did the Mordechai know that you can't be metaltel wet clothing? So it's based off the Gemara, Kuf Mezayin on the base, that there's a machlokas tanayim about being metaltel the towel after you dry yourself off, and the gzeira shama yeschot. Now, that's a great pshat, except it's the halamin of the Gemara, because the Gemara there seems to conclude that it's mutter, there's no problem carrying the towel. So, apparently, the way the Mordechai seemed to learn it is that that was a special leniency. For towels, we weren't choshesh, but for other wet clothing, we are machmir. Now, what is the geder, and why would you be machalik? So that's not clear from the Mordechai, but the Magen Avraham has a suggestion. This is Simen Shin Aleph, Sifkata Nun Ches, and it's based off of the Rashba. The Rashba writes that he's bothered by the whole question over there. The Gemara takes for granted you're allowed to dry yourself. So why is it Pasha you're allowed to dry yourself? Maybe we should say that drying is aser atz schita, gzeir shema yischot. And he says, Inochanami, actually, really, we probably should have aser drying. But if we aser drying, then people won't be able to wash themselves on Shabbos. And we can't aser that, right? Because it's rova, and nobody would listen to us. We can't aser bathing in cold water. Next year we'll talk about why we do. But Levi's Medina de Gemara certainly... It's mutter.
Sorry, no.
We'll get there. But anyway, Medina Gemara, the Gemara seems to have no problem with bathing in cold water. And it's clear from the Gemara that if they would have been gozer not to bathe in cold water, no, it wouldn't have worked. Good. And if you said you can't dry yourself, so then also wouldn't work. People would have freezing enough as it is from the cold water.
They couldn't ban.
Right. So exactly. So try as they might. So therefore. Therefore, they had to permit the towel, right? Now, otherwise, there's no way to bathe. So you see that the Rashba seems to understand that it would otherwise be aser. Really, even a towel should be aser, and that fits nicely with this Mordechai. So what comes out then is that wet clothing you can't move. So then, let's go back to the Mishnah. So why are you allowed to walk home in the wet clothing, right? You fell in the river, and now you're soaking. Why is this mutter? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, right, basically it says two reasons. This is Mishnah Berurah, Simen Kuf, Simen Shinal, Sifkat, and Kuf Samach Beis. Number one is, okay, what are you going to do? Take off your clothing, right? In other words, Kavod HaBrios, really there should have been Aser, but they can't, you have no choice. And he says another svara, which is that while you're wearing them, it's not a problem. And therefore, it's the only problem is to soak your clothing and move them. But wearing them basically is not bechlal the gzeira.
You
want
to squeeze them on your body?
Maybe. Probably. I guess. That's a reasonable.
Isn't the Gemara talking about walking in a puddle is gzeira shemiyisul? I thought it's probably while you're wearing.
No, that's a different problem. That's not out. You can't. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, that's you mean think that I thought maybe to mean while you're wearing them or you'll take them off and squeeze them.
I don't remember what the Rishon said, but one of the Rishon is Mekel, so there's no Gzeir Shem Yisrael because you do it with Kavana. And when you do something with Kavana, there's no Gzeir Shem Yisrael. So I thought that the point I thought the Pshat is when you walk in a puddle, so you don't really want to get wet. And so then like without
you're
annoying,
conscious
so you're
of the
but
fact.
if I do it with Kavana, so then I'm not gonna be so okay. But I thought the point was I'm wearing it, so it's gonna bother me.
Let's see. Here's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Right, again, the Shulchan Aruch says, Holich Bahem, Venuchoshe, Shelo Asra, La Adam Habegadim, Shelo Veshosan. Right? There's no iser on the clothing you're wearing. Vafilum nishu kelev levad hu lov sham etchilo mahalich bahen. Stop right off and ain't lebgad machirim. In other words, and if you look, this is spelled out in the Shar HaTzion. So first he says that the iser of handling these wet clothing is not stated for clothing that you're wearing. And then he says, "Vafilum in neshu kelev levad, hu lo sham etchilum halich ban mistaber." So that's then he says, "This is mistaber dehainu dafke in ein lo begad machaver." In other words, to put on wet clothing is only if you have nothing else to wear, right? Why? Because otherwise, it's also lataltalam. So therefore, basically, it's mutter in one of two cases. Either there's a hetter if you have nothing else to wear, and then you could put it on, or if you're already wearing it, we assume that's not bechlal the gzeira, and therefore you could continue wearing them. That's what comes out, I think, from this Mishnah Berurah. Good. So...
Do you have to take them off when you get home, though?
No, not if you're already wearing them. In other words, he's makel on that.
If you have other clothes you have to? Or?
No, but if you have other clothes, you couldn't put them on.
If you got them wet when you were wearing them, you went home, and then you have dry clothes at home.
I don't think. It doesn't sound like you have to change. Shelo asru al ha'adam ha'begam shelo v'shosan. There's no gzeira.
Does it depend on the answer? So the answer one is that...
He accepts both. That's the point. He's makel, and he says that the gzeira was never set on anything you're wearing. Right, or you could put them on if you have no other clothing.
Even if you get home and you have other clothing, you can rely on the fact that.
In other words, if you went into the mikvah, right,
in theoretical
the river,
yeah.
River mikvah, okay, and as you were going in, you weren't careful, you splashed, and now your clothing are soaked. So then you're allowed to put them on,
right.
Even though they're wet.
Right.
But if you have a dry pair of clothing, then you couldn't put on the wet clothing.
Right.
If you're wearing the wet clothing, he says that they didn't make this gzeira upon the clothing that you're wearing.
Right. When you actually get home, though, what I'm trying to say
there's no halacha. You have to take it off.
But why?
Because there's no din. The iser was not stated upon clothing that you're wearing.
You can rely on the second
Lo Asru, yes. Lo Asru al Ha'adam Habagam Shalvish Hosan. So it's a chiddush. Yeah, you could have come out more machmir, but the Mishnah Berurah himself is willing to be makel for either of those. There's a shaila I saw in the poskim about wet socks. Wet socks could be worse because there your mom is doing schita, right? Sometimes you get drenched in the rain, and like every time you step down, you hear psh, 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 right? Exactly. So you know you don't usually. You'd like to get out of those socks as soon as you can. So I saw the poskim discuss it. Rabbi Simcha Bunim Kohn on page 184 is Makel, but the Orach Shabbos is Machmir. As soon as you take home. He says when you get home, you should take them off. Okay.
Throws his brother in Harnov. I heard. I think.
It's in the book.
Yeah, what happened? He walked home without shoes.
Stayed on the safe
room. He took off socks.
Down 3 hours later in the same spot.
Standing in the same spot. Wow. In the rain. Unbelievable. Wow. Okay.
Rabbi, what exactly...
Even the Machmirim on this Shiloh don't go that far.
If it's not schita while you're walking home, what exactly are you concerned about when you get home?
No, you can be meiko when you're still outside. It's just when you get home. That's
no. I'm trying to understand.
Schita. But we're meiko when you're still walking. Take a look. Aruch Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel.
I'm not saying, Sif Samach Beis. Why should you be...
Not schita. It's not schita. It goes in and out. Okay. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah, Shin Ches Sifkan Samach Gimel, says that if you have soaking clothing, they're muksa because of this. If they're soaking bein hashmashos. Now, let's say you hung up your clothing before Shabbos to dry, and now they're hanging. So, since bein hashmashos they were muksa, like we've said, that we should treat wet clothing or aser betiltol. So memela migu diskatzayla bein hashmashos is katzayla kuliyom. Now, if you remember, during the summer, we talked about this extensively, and we don't have to return to that question, but there were a number of problematic chidushim on this, as Aaron is correctly noting. Rosh Hashanah Zalman disagrees on several points. Number one is, anyway, why do we say Gabri Adam? Another question is, anyway, it's mutter if there's no other clothing, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, so it shouldn't be muksa across the boards and ayin sham. Okay, fine. Now this brings us to another very important question. If we continue in this Mishnah, the Mishnah says that so you got home, right? You got soaked, you fell in the river, you're allowed to walk home. Now you have these wet clothing. What do you do with the wet clothing? So the Mishnah says shotchan b'chama v'lo k'negram. So you can hang them out to dry or lay them out to dry in the sun, but not where people will see you. Why can't you do it where people see you? Mar Zion, why? People will think you laundered them on Shabbos. Now, does that mean that people are going to, that says Maris Ayin, that people think you're laundering them on Shabbos? Maybe you should also be obligated to take down all your clothing that were hanging before Shabbos, right? Erev Shabbos, I do my laundry, and now outside of my house on those strings are hanging my whole wardrobe. So everybody's thinking, oh my gosh, you did laundry on Shabbos. So no, that's not true. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rashba, and this is the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shinalef Sif Mem Hey, no problem, you could leave them there. Why is that? The Pashta says, I think, that that's because the Mar Zion isn't on their being hanged, but it's on the hanging. On their being hanged, people know you could have washed them before Shabbos. It's the act of hanging that's the problem.
So what is the act of hanging usher if it's...
Oh, okay. Now... there's another issue here of which again I don't think we're going to get into now. We're going to get to Chedrei Chadarim because you're hanging them in Chedrei Chadarim. We didn't say why Chedrei Chadarim is asur. Yeah, we'll get there, but the answer is the problem in Chedrei Chadarim is hanging them. It's not having them hanged. If you hang them on Erev Shabbos, hung them. thank you. Okay, it's good. Baruch Hashem, you correct not only the shir but my grammar. So if you hung them, my father would be very happy. if you hung them on Erev Shabbos, so then that's okay. Now, There's also this issue here that's dealt with, which I don't want to get into so much on the Liban. Remember, we discussed the Mordechai, who says that hanging up your clothing by the fire is an Isser D'Oraisa of both Bishul, if the water is going to get hot, which we discussed in Bishul, and also of Liban. Liban's a very strange thing. You're not really cleaning it when you hang it up to dry. Is that because it's part of the laundering process? Remember, we talked about this when we considered stirring the food in the Isser, and the Isser even after it's cooked. Or no, is there something about the fire that cleans it, and that's why it doesn't apply in the sun? So Ayin Shem, we're not going to get into it now. But as Aaron did point out, what we do have to get into is the issue of Chadri Chadarim. So the Gemara notes that even though the Mishnah says that there's no concern if you do it in a way that people won't see, this is in fact the subject of Emach Lokas Tanayim. And there are Tanayim who hold no, that whatever's Aser, because Mar Sayin is Aser Afilu B'Chadri Chadarim. Now, how would you paskin? And we have sort of mixed messages. On the one hand, we would normally say we should paskin like a Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah is matir. It's not concerned with B'chadri Chadarim. On the other hand, Rav paskins like the Machmirim. You'd expect to follow Rav. So therefore, it's Machlokas Rishonim. Rabbeinu Nizam Gaon, quoted by the Beis Yosef, quoted by the Rash, says, yeah, we follow the Stam Mishnah, Mimela. We don't have to be worried about B'chadri Chadarim. However, most Rishonim disagree with this and say, no, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rash, they all say that we follow Rav, and therefore we're machmir even by Chadre Chadarim. Good. So it would seem then that the conclusion should be very straightforward, that anytime something is aser, als maris ayin, it's going to be aser even Chadre Chadarim, even though you know that nobody's going to see you. The problem is a sugya in Ksubos, Daf Samach Amud Aleph. We've already discussed the sugya on several occasions. Somebody has their drain pipe is clogged up a little bit. It's causing them problems. Now their roof is going to leak. So, memachal beraglav in choshesh, you could, is a very important, we'll get back to this when we do makab patish and bona. You know, why isn't this an iser d'oraisa? But anyhow, that's okay. It's a shinoi. You're allowed to do kikik lach or yad. They were matir the Isser de Rabbanan because of the Tsar. But the Hefsed, thank you.
Are you kicking the dirt or the pipe?
The pipe. You're declogging it, I think. But it's only mutter if you do it bitzina. Right? Why? Presumably, Marzayin. If somebody sees you, then that's a problem. Now, why is this an issue? Because this is a Mefurish Gemara against Rav. Rav says that Chadri Chadarim is Aser even Betzina. And the problem is, the Gemara over there says explicitly, that's the halacha. That the halacha is like Nachamish Galia. So, assuming we pass on like Rav, we now have a stira. Rav, on the one hand, says you're not allowed to hang up the clothing, even Chadri Chadarim, because of Marasayin. And here we say, Chadri Chadarim is Mutter. Memach Betzina, Vein Choshish. So, how do you answer this question? So, Tosis and Ksuvis is a very important answer. He says, oh, it's an Isidur Rabbanan. When do we aser b'chadrei chadarim? When the maris ayin is on your having done an iser d'oraisa, like laundering your clothing. Here, let's say somebody saw you do this. What would they think? Oh, what did this guy do? He did iser d'rabanan. No maris ayin.
Everyone knows that what's d'oraisa and what's d'rabanan, right?
But you have to know. If you don't know, you have to be out here.
No, I'm saying if you're in a community that doesn't know.
So no, it means that the Rabbanu never goes out.
Well, that's an interesting question. What's the Rabbanu goes out? Right? Remember, we talked about this. Is the pshat that this din, but pasha pshat, not like the Bichadash applies even when where there isn't a formal zera altsmar sayin. So the chiluk of Tosis isn't obvious. As why should it be that we would be mechalek? One possibility is if you think maris ayin, bechadri chadam is aser, ought to somebody. We'll see you, so it's like Xera. Anyway, but it's not clear. It's a chiddush. I don't want to answer that question now, but it's not it's a chiddush in Tosis. We'll leave it that way. The Ran gives a different answer over there. The Ran's it gives really two answers. It's a very tricky Ran. I'll just read it to you. It's Beya Hey Amud Aleph Bedapi Arif. Because there are actually a number of important points that come up from this Ran, as we'll see shortly. Dikishachoshdin oso bedavar, shilu aso avad yisura, v'hachi amar de'afilu b'chadri chadarim aser, keholachas sulam v'nafluchel l'maim. In other words, in the case, let's say, of Naflu Kilo Lamayim, so if they see him, what will they think? They'll think he did an Isser. Alech Shechoshtin Oso, Shesovim Shuosa Isser, Ve'ena Osa Isser, B'chiyai Gavna B'tzinashari. This case is a little different. Why? Really, under normal circumstances, what you did is Aser, because you can't do a Malacha Kalachar Yad. But here they were Matir. So what happens when they see you? Right? When they see you doing this, they suspect you of doing something which is actually mutter. Because what you're allowed to do is mutter. Right? Because you're allowed to do this. It's totally different. In other words, as opposed to the case of the wet clothing, there, when they see you, they don't realize you fell into the river. They think you laundered your clothing. So what do they think? They think he laundered. That's an Isser. Here, when they see you doing, they say, oh, what's he doing? He's cleaning his drain pipe. Declogging his drain pipe. Well, declogging your drain pipe with your foot is mutter. So, Vahinu Ahida Aron, Vahidit Sinur, there's a lot of other cases that the Ran uses to explain this, the case of doing Malach and Cholamoid, making the coffins. El Sharoim Tom V'choshen Shu Aser. So, why is it even... Why can't you do it? Why do you even need a betzina? Right? What you're doing is mutter. The answer is because people don't know this halacha. They think what you're doing is aser. They don't know this din. So dafka b'makom ron. So in that case, it's only you do have to be concerned with people. In that case, mistaken based off of a mistaken understanding of the halacha, but only befarhesia, not betzina. Guy. Then he continues. So here, in explaining his Vart, he also tells us what's the Svar of Rav. In other words, why is it? The whole concern is Maris Ayin. I would think that Chadri Chadam should be Mutter. Right? That's the Chachamim. So why is Rav Machmir? Because Shema Ma'atamati lo b'rishas hayachid afu yasekem rishas rabim. Gives two answers. Number one, Zirmatin rishas hayachid lo matin rishas rabim. Kevin shadavim mutter yomer en kan rowan. Because anyway, it's mutter. You're not doing anything wrong. Again, not like the Tzinor case, which is really something aser that the Ramatir b'makom hefseid. V'chein nami yesh lohem l'chachamim l'chashem yiruhu adam b'rishas hayachid. The last of the a second concern, which is you think this is Chadrei Chadarim. But, give me a break. Right? Lots of times people think they're doing something that nobody will notice, nobody will see. And lo and behold, somebody sees. Avalhi de Aron Bezimun. Okay, good. So again, we saw two things in this, Ran. Number one is the reason for Rav in the first place. Two concerns. One is that you might do it in public, and two is somebody might see. And B, it's sort of the exception to Rav, which is when the thing is that they suspect you of doing is mutter, though they don't realize. And it's mutter because really normally it's aser, but because some type of deichak, they were matir. Okay, ad kan the Ran. So, according to the Ran, though, what's very important is there's no fundamental distinction between Dereis and Derabana, right? When Chadrei Chadarim is Aser, it's Aser, regardless, Derabana, Dereisa. When it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Good. So, again, we're going to get back to this Atzam Halacha, you know, what do you do with the clogged toilets and the like, well, when we do Boner, Michael Patrick, or something like that. So that is the second sugi of Marisayan and Chadrei Chadarim. There's a third sugya that is on Sab Mechdalet on a base in Shabbos. The Gemara over there says you can't put like a bell on your animal when it goes out because of Marisayin. What's Marisayin? Because people think you're going to sell it, right? Like, you know, nowadays when you want to sell your car, you put like a thing, you know, for sale. So
in
the olden days, you would hang a bell, I guess. Okay, so therefore...
I mean, it's only on your cow.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, meaning on other animals...
Right. Right. Car, cow, you know. But it's mutter, the Gemara says, in a chatzar. So the Gemara asks the Shaila, isn't this against Rav? In other words, if it's Asr b'shus Rav Mishvi Asr Mechatzar. And the Gemara says, Taka, it's Machlekes Tanaim. Now, why is this so important? In other words, you're right, if you hold like Rav, it's going to be Asr. We already saw it's Machlekes Tanaim, whether we're Matir, B'chadachadar or not. Good. So now, L'cha'ayra, over here we see explicitly, selling on Shabbos, selling your cow, or car. We'll talk about cows. Selling your cow. Is there derisa or is it Rabbanon? What do you say?
Derabbanon.
So we have a mefurish ray against Tisus. Mm-hmm. Right? Because here, it's Marasan, is it Rabbanon, Chadri Chadarim, we're saying if you like Rav, it's Aser. So that is a big problem. So the Magen Avraham answers, this is Shin Aleph, Sif Kata Nunva. Very simple. It's a machlekes sagyos. In other words, there's no way to resolve this stira between Shabbos Samach Dalad and the Gemara Beya. I mean, Ksubis. So Tosfos Paskens like the Sugging Ksubis. What? That's what the Magen Avraham says.
I mean, the run has resolution.
We're going to get to them. Start with Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham answers, it's a Machlokas. We Paskin like the Sugging Ksubis. Sugging Ksubos that says that there is a Hatter when it's talking about an Isser Durabana. That's the way he learns Tosos, if you wish. Right. How would Tosfos say it? What would Tosos say? Tosos would say that in a Chanami, I'm going against that Gemara and Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, no, there is an Isser Deraisa here. We're talking about a Rosh Hashanah Avin. So if you take your cow out with the bell, it's an Isser to sell. That's an Isser of Shvisas Behemto. Isser Deraisa. Okay? Savlosky himself said a third answer. He said, I'll tell you why it's Aser. It's because Mekach u'Memkar is an Isser D'Oraisa according to the Ramban. Now, not always, right? But the Ramban famously says, Shabbason. What's the din, the gather of Shabbason? So, all these things that we Aser because of Shvus. So, even though on the one hand they're Isurim D'Rabban and we call them Shvus, but that's because if you, without them, so, the whole nature of Shabbos would be ruined. Imagine if the shuk was open, right? Shabbos would be not Shabbason.
It's like in Tel Aviv.
So, Klal Yisrael. So, therefore, So that is, that's another possible answer. Now, we talked about this extensively, so we're not going to review it too much when we did Masvul Chalav last year, right? Where did this come up? So if you remember, what? Yes. Let's go a little earlier, right? So by Dam Dagim, we know that you are not allowed to drink fish blood. Why? Because of Marasayan. But if there's kaskasin, it's mutter. Right, we cleared about, does that mean if you put kaskasim into its mutter, or if just they are kaskasim in its mutter? We keep Eger's the yuck. But at least the Ramah says, even if you put kaskasim in it, why, as long as it doesn't look like animal blood, looks like fish blood, so then it's okay. The Ramah, Yerodea, Pezayin Gimel, says like this. Based off of that, if you're having meat with almond milk, so it's aser, unless you put some chalav shkedim. Sorry, unless you put some, something that makes a nicker, like some peels of the almond, some shells, right? Or maybe nowadays, you have the par of milk in the container that has non-dairy milk. But otherwise, it would be aser. However, the Ramah says, you know what? If it's talking about, if you're not having basar b'chalav shkedim, but you're having basar of b'chalav shkedim, and they said, Rabbanan, no problem. Says the Shach over there, Sifkan Vav, what are you talking about? I could tell you places where we have an Isser of Marsayin, even for a Dindir Rabbanan. In other words, he understood the Ramah saying, there is no Marsayin for an Isser of Rabbanan. Fract the Shach, it's not true, right? Let's take that Gemara in Tzalch, Dalad and Mabez, we just mentioned. He's suing like the Magen Avraham, that selling your cow is a Dindir Rabbanan. No, if you hold like Rabbi Kivager, it's no problem.
No, but meaning everyone agrees that, the only machlokes b'chadrei chadarim, but even in public, there's a problem of an Isser D'Rabbanan.
If you learn like Rabbi Akiva Egert and Nisri Deraisa, I can't prove from there that there's any such thing as Marasayin for Nisri Rabbanan.
And in the Gemara Ksubis, there's Nisri Marasayin in public.
It's a different point. We could talk about that. But that's the other Raya. But this Raya, the fact that he brings a Raya from Daf Samach Dalet shows that he's learning, he's presuming, like the Imangan Avram. Right? Okay. Anyhow, so that's the kasha that the Shach asks. So what is the Ramah going to respond? So one possibility we talked about was that the Ramah was only Matir Chadri Chadarim, right? Chadri Chadarim for Nisr Dirabanan, there is no Mar Sayin, like the Gemara in Ksubos is understood by Tosfos.
The Ramah in your idea?
Yeah.
He talks about the case when he made the chicken for Purim. That's not Chadri Chadarim.
Sure it is.
He eats his Purim Suda b'Chadri Chadarim?
His family's there. That's still Chadri Chadarim. They all know. Everybody in his family knows his almond milk.
Chadri Chadarim means everyone there knows?
That's presumably what this answer would be presuming. Now, another answer, Rav Moshe has a very important answer, which is that this din... Of course the Ramah would agree. If you look, all the kashas that the Shach asks on the Ramah are from Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is different.
Where is the Sir Moshe?
I don't remember.
Menachem Friedman said the Orch HaShulchan, something
like this. Okay, I don't remember that either. Rav Moshe is a great, he quotes the Rashi and Erevin over there by... that if you violate an Isser Derabanan in Shabbos, you're considered a Machal Shabbos. And he gives actually two explanations why this is Rav Moshe. But the point is that Shabbos is different. But Kol Tarkula, there's no din of Marisayin by Yisra Derabanan. You won't find a single case. Every case the Shach asks from is Hilchos Shabbos, which relates to the Chumrah of Shabbos. And I would even add, I think this is where Rav Moshe puts it, if I remember, it's not just the Chumrah of Shabbos, but the Chumrah of Dinim Dirabanan in the world of Shabbos. Maybe actually even relating to that Ramban we just quoted. Anyway, now, just one last point, as I said, because we're not going to get back into this too much. The Bir Halacha over here, Simin Shin Aleph, Sif Memhei, Dimas L'Chadri Chadarim, writes that La Halacha L'maisa, we will paskin like Tosfos, and he's willing to be makil for Tosfos against the Ran because of a sveik sveika. What's a sveik sveika? Maybe Tosfos is right, and maybe anyway we paskin like the Rabbanan, like the Stam Mishnah, that there's no din of Chadri Chadarim in the first place. So therefore, you could be makil that there's no din of Chadri. There's Mishnah Berurah. There's no or Bir Halacha. There's no din of Chadri Chadarim for an Isser Derabbanan. Okay, good. Now, we're going to talk about some practical halachos that emerge from this. Number one. Yes?
According to the Shmir Shabbos, he says that if it's a place that's not miyuchad for any...
Let's get there. Don't ask me these until we get to the practical questions. Okay. The Magen Avraham says like this, Shin Aleph Sif Katan Mem Aleph. Mem Hei. What about, maybe it's Nun Hei. I don't remember. Nun Hei or Mem Hei? I guess it's Sif Mem Hei, Sif Katan Nun Hei. He has the following Shaila. What about if it's a little water? Right? The case of the Gemara is you fall into a river, so your clothing is pretty drenched. But what about if just a little water? Somebody splashes on you, or a little bit of rain. So he says, that's okay. There's no chash kibbus. It sounds like that way from the Yireim also. And that's why in Simon Shin Beis, if Tess were matir, even to put a little bit of water on, right? Remember we talked about the drying your hands? Even if you hold, you can't dry your hands in the towels because of Shviasu Zel Kibuso, but a little bit of water is okay. So therefore, this whole halacha is not talking about, is only relevant when they're drenched. There's a shtickle diuk against this from the Sif Mem Zayin, who paskins this halacha as well, when it's talking about sweat. Mm-hmm. Right? Lo yishtach adam es kelev b'shabbos afilu min azeah. So, maybe we're talking about a guy mamish worked out. Yeah. He played basketball on Shabbos, Chmana Litzlan, and so his shirt, mamish drenched. So they say, oh, you're not allowed to hang up that shirt. But maybe from here you see now. Usually when you hang up your shirt because it got, you know, sweaty, okay, it's a little bit wet, it's damp, it's not like drenched. So that's a problem for the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa is Machmir. There's no Tilahachmir. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Samech Gimel. This is very relevant. It happens all the time. L'mashal. You know, Erev Shabbos, some people have this minhag. Never happened to me. That you're running late. And you're taking a shower last minute. So, you know, you don't have time to hang up your towel. So you quickly dump your towel on the floor. Running off to Mincha. Hopefully you'll get there before Chazar Shashat. Right? So now you get home. And your damp towel's sitting on the floor. Can you hang it up? According to the Magen Avraham, sure. Right? You know, even 10 towels, I don't know. Saraluntia. So one person, one towel. It's a damp towel. It's going to be mutter. According to Mishnah Berurah, I don't know. Not so clear. He's makel. If it's Ben Ashmasha who's taking up a towel, if you need it for the next day. Now, Lemaisa, everybody's makel on this. That's what Willig about this question said. I didn't ask, I asked him a different question. I said, what happens, like, you dry your hands with a towel, right? And you pull it out of the holder. Yeah. Can you put it back? Right? So I asked Ray Willig, he said, yeah, nobody ever heard of an Nisser. So I said, but what about the Mishnah Berurah? Isn't the Mishnah Berurah Machmir? I don't know. You could argue, the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to see in a moment, the Mishnah Berurah has this kula. He has the kula by diapers. He says, well, if everybody knows you didn't wash it, you didn't launder it, you're just hanging it up because, let's say, the baby dirtied the diaper. So then it's okay. Right? Everybody knows. It's medical if everybody knows. So everybody knows that, you know, if you have a hand towel by the sink, that when you hang it up, it's not because you laundered it, it's because you dried your hands. Right? But as we'll see in a moment, the Mishnah Berurah is very hesitant to rely on his own kula. He only relies on it with the diaper, Shaila. Everywhere else where he should rely on it, he doesn't rely on it. It's a little difficult. It's not pashut that should be mutter for the Mishnah Berurah. Again, we're not going to run for sure it's mutter. Kenzai, maybe you could say that it would also be mutter for the Mishnah Berurah, since in a million years, nobody thinks... First of all, if you ever did... I mean, people do launder their hand towels, but they don't hang them up to dry... You know, by the washing sink, they hang it up. If they're going to hang it up in outside or in their laundry room or something like that. Plus, again, you have them hanging around. So it's not crazy to be makel, but maybe, you know, if you're paying attention, so better to leave the towel in the holder while you dry it, if possible. Now,
I don't understand why is there maris onion outside of the context. Where you would dry your towel.
So you're saying that it's mutter everywhere. But then what about the Gemara? The Gemara says, Chadri Chadarim. You're saying that means Chadri Chadarim that happens to be a laundry room?
Yeah.
Mapitom. The Shulchan Aruch says it's awesome Chadri Chadarim. Chadri Chadarim means your closet. Chadri Chadarim does not mean your laundry room.
What?
There's no... The only...
It doesn't look like you're trying your...
It says clear from the Gemara that there's no heter. You have nothing to do. There's nothing you could do if you're paskin like Rav. According to you, you could just hang it up just about everywhere besides your laundry room or your clothing hangers.
I don't understand. Where does it say the Gemara that there's no heter?
That sounds like it. Sounds like there's nothing
it
you can do.
It says Chadri but when is it?
Chadri Chadarim. Nobody ever hangs up their clothing in Chadri
Chadarim. There's Chadri Chadarim, but how, where you're creating chashash where there's no...
What you're saying is quite a reasonable point, but it is not the accepted halacha by the Shulchan Aruch or the like. It's, they understand, I think it's a simple reading of the Gemara, that there's a that the Isser, if you hold like Rav, there's an unconditional Isser of hanging up soaking clothing anywhere. We're going to get to the Holy Sfaradi in your Chavusa in 1 second. I will even quote Rav Avadia in a moment. But 1 second. Just 1 second. 1 second. Now, what about if it is rain? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kof Samach Aleph, if you get wet in the rain, it's aser to hang up your coat. Now again, here too. Oh my goodness, there's no maris ayin. Everybody knows it's raining in a million years. Nobody thinks I laundered my trench coat all of a sudden. I have the same trench coat for more than 20 years.
Now that you live in
I have
Passaic.
Not once laundered it.
Even in Passaic.
So, but again, Mishnah Berurah is machmir. Now, going back to that Rashi, I thought maybe you could be medayik from Rashi, this should be mutter. Why does Rashi give this funny case of the guy falling into the river, right? Why didn't you just give a much more normal case? How does your clothing get wet? Because it rained. So I thought, maybe because Rashi holds that if it's raining, it's mutter. There's no more sign. Everybody knows it's raining. People don't realize that I fell into a river. That's not the most normal thing to do. So, but anyway, the Mishnah Berurah thinks I'm wrong. And Rashi just says the river because of the reasons you said before. And therefore, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, is Machmir. Aye, but didn't the Mishnah Berurah say it's mutter when HaKol Yodim, like by the diapers? Right? We're going to see in a moment. The Yalkut Yosef Taka brings that as a sniff lahakel. He's not Samech on that alone, but it is a sniff lahakel. And moreover, what the Mishnah Berurah himself says in Tzif Katan Kuf Samach Zayin by the clothing. But anyway, Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir. Ken Zayin, you could be Megel B'Zmanazah. Why? Why you could be Megel B'Zmanazah? Maybe the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a situation where people Taka used to hang up their clothing, wash their raincoats. And Rav Moshe says a cool along these lines. Igros Moshe Chelak Hay Simon Yod Ches. Afilu Chadri Chadarm Shein Sham Roim Aser. Can't hang up your clothing even in your closet. Pashut Shebegadim Shein Darken Lachabzam. But if we're talking about clothing that you never wire, it's a dry clean only, right? Maybe even if it's not dry clean only, but it's like your raincoat. I don't know if my raincoat is dry clean only, but as I said, nobody ever launders their raincoats. So then, motu l'shtoach k'shenaflu b'mayim, oh, shenaflu alav har big shamim. So memela, says Rav Moshe, there's room to be makel by chadre chadarim at least, if this is the type of clothing that you never wash. Now we should note, so therefore, alach l'maisa, your trench coat, your raincoat, like, you know, your winter coat, your wool coat, you could hang those up. Hang those up. But lots of clothing, let's say my kids' coats. So my kids' coats, you launder all the time. And not every day. Every couple of months, kids' clothes get dirty. They fall in the mud. They play in the mud. They eat in their closets. So I tell my kids that when they come in from the rain, they have to leave their coats on the floor. They can't hang them up. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what Rav Moshe says. That's even what Rav Avadia says. Rav Avadia says, at least, I looked it up only in the Yalkut Yosef, but he quotes his father is saying like this, could be mekel b'me'il gashem mitzemer, a wool raincoat. Why? Because nobody ever washes those. Plus, it's raining. Plus, it's meant for rain. Ein darko lechabso klal, el al yidei nikui yavesh, ubitzirof asvarash, ubimei gishamim. It's raining outside anyway. So therefore, anyone's going to see it is going to think that you got wet in the rain. So, but I don't think Rav Avadia would be meiko for a kid's coat or something like that, the types of clothing that people do launder. So he's machmir. So that's why I thought that when it comes to a kid's coat, you can't hang it up on Shabbos, even if it's chadri chadarim. When it comes to adult raincoats, then l'chayra should be mutter. Yes?
Isn't what Yoni was saying exactly how Rishon explained the Gemara in Pulin on the Malach, that since contextually it's different than chadri chadarim, so then there's no issue?
Why? What's the...
Say. He also says you're just doing... It looks like you're just doing nikli b'chadri chadarim. So therefore, even though normally Rav is going to be machmir b'chadri chadarim, that's only if it looks like you're doing something wrong. But here, if you're doing b'chadri chadarim, it doesn't look problematic. It only looks problematic if you're doing it publicly. It's Tosas on in Shabbos on the Sunday.
Okay, I have to look. I don't remember. But Liza, that's not clearly. It's not the way that the.
Well, according to Rebbe, why are you allowed to dry your hands on Shabbos? You're creating. You're going to say you didn't hang it up on Shabbos.
Yeah, the Isser is hanging.
You could create a matzav of a wet towel on Shabbos.
There's no issue even of creating a matzav of a wet towel. The Isser is hanging, like we said.
Could you, according to Mishnah Brura, hang your wet coat outside in the rain that will dry when the rain stops?
Yeah, maybe. Why not?
Can you hang yourself on the hook and then take your coat off?
I'll show you a fashion. But then we could even use the word hanged. Okay. So, as I said, you know, that's what I was saying before, that even though the Mishnah Berurah himself does quote this kula, again, by the diapers, where he says if it's obvious it's going to be mutter, then it's going to be mutter. You know, it's obvious that it's coming from the dirt, the baby. It's not because you laundered it. Then it's mutter to hang it out. But he doesn't seem to be willing to apply it anywhere else besides diapers, because it's very hard to understand why, if that's true, you shouldn't be able to hang up your raincoat in the rain, from the rain. But the Mishnah Berurah says you can't hang up the raincoat from the rain, right? Even though, again, it's hard to imagine anyone, if it was raining outside, right, would think that you laundered it. It's just like the diaper. But Lamaisa, he's Machmir. We really thought that maybe you could apply what the Mishnah Berurah said beyond the case of the diapers. In other words, any time it's absolutely clear, anyone who saw you hanging this would not in a million years think that you washed it, then it's mutter. Yes?
Why is there no chashash by a diaper less than by a coat?
Because everybody, I think, I mean, that's what I'm asking. I'm saying, if it's raining outside, I would think the diaper is exactly the same as the raincoat.
It's
not raining outside, then I understand. Because it's strange that your coat would be wet if it's not raining outside. So a reasonable inference is that you laundered it. Mashain Kane, with the diaper, since everybody knows babies dirty their diapers and wet their diapers and the like, so then it's not a reasonable inference, right? Anyone who sees you hanging up the baby's diaper is going to assume the baby dirtied the diaper. Whereas anyone, and I would have thought, that's what I'm saying, the Mishnah Berurah, that's why I'm a little perplexed by the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah is not so comfortable with this svara. So with the diapers, it's a real shas hadchak, as you see from his presentation. So he's willing to be makel for the diapers. For the raincoats, it's not such a shas hadchak. You don't have to hang up your raincoats. You just put it down. So therefore, he's not, you know, not so worried. But that's why I'm a little surprised by the practical rulings of the Mishnah Berurah, because I would have thought that in light of the svara that he says to be makel for diapers, that should apply to lots of cases. But practically, he seems only to be willing to apply to diapers. Like I said, the poskim, Rav Moshe, Rav Avadia, are willing to take it one step further, but not much further. In other words, they're still only willing to be makel when it's the type of clothing, like a raincoat, that you never wash in general.
Dry
cleaner. Again, I think maybe, even if you didn't dry clean it, but it's, again, I never wash my coat.
Like a pot, for example, which I only dry clean.
What?
If I wear it in the rain, I can hang it up because...
Right, I'm saying even if it's not dry clean only, and right. I think if it's something that you never wash, then maybe you could also be makel. That's what it sounds like for Moshe, like my trench coat, I told you. I don't know.
You don't wash your hat. If it gets wet in the rain, you can put it on the hook.
Right, yes.
Maybe it's at all that nowadays nobody ever dries anything.
First of all, we dry things all the time. I would say 1/3 of the laundry in the Wiederblank household is hung dry.
That's bizarre.
Even with a dryer.
When society finally
finishes, Shine. Adirabba, the environment, we're going in the opposite direction. Less and less. We're going
to
get rid of dryers. Come on.
We get to the point where nobody ever hangs dry.
Okay, you'll ask the Shaila then.
Or in a place where no one...
Yes, I mean, you're right. I think that the Pasha shot is maybe that would be mutter, but it's certainly not there yet. People do hang dry all the time. You hang dry delicate things. My shirt's hang dried, right?
I don't know if I realize those lines still existed nowadays, but that's like KPY or something.
Okay, that's your. You grew up in a sheltered environment in Silver Spring, Maryland, where everybody just uses dryers. And,
from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Okay, no, it's, I grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland, and we hang dried half of the clothing.
You were a few decades before.
That's true. All right, now let's talk about the ichor topic of today, which is stain removal. Stain removal. Very relevant, Shaila, if you're a slob like me. Says the Gemara, Kuf Mem Aleph Amr Aleph, Amr of Kana, Tich Al Big Agabe Bigdo, Mekaskas Omi Bifnim, Vein Mekaskas Omi Vachutz, Meizve, Tich Al Gabe Minala Megaro Begav Zakin, Mishal Bigdo Megaro Bitsipoiren, Uvat Shali Kaskes, My La Shali Kaskes Klal, Lo, Shali Kaskes Mi Bachutz, Ella Me Bifnim. Good. So kiskus miyochutz is aser, mibifnim is mutter, doesn't look like milabein. Rashi says, but why isn't it milabein? Milabein mamish lohave, de'eno sein shamayim. You need mayim for libun. There's no mayim here, it's mutter.
That's what it means.
That's what it sounds like. Aser b'kiv eger, negilin hashas, ma pitom. What about Rashi kufnim zaynod aleph? Rashi says over there, you dust off your clothing. No water? There is libun. Chayv chatas. There's two ways to answer this question. The simplest way to answer it, what I assumed was the answer, is that the normal way of stain removal is with water. Right? When I get stains on my clothing, as I mentioned all the time, I do that. I don't like to use the dry cleaning. So I take some water and I rub it off. I put some water on a towel and I make cast case. And that gets rid of half the stains. But 3/4 of the stains, you know, depends what you consider remove. Maybe that's why I'm so dirty. So,
there's still a roshem over there, so it's fine.
So, well, second, the beer halacha gives a different answer. Yeah. Very daichak answer. Hacha b'maya skinan, denisha roshem. You didn't really get it off. Okay. So that is, so again, even though the Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim, the Achroinim, before the Bi'ur Halacha, nobody makes a Sukkimta that Hachma Eskina de Nisha Roshem, and it happens to be that most of the time it won't be a Nisha Roshem for Tit, right? Scratch it off with your fingernails, it's mutter. But again, if you learn like the Bi'ur Halacha, and we'll see in a moment why the Bi'ur Halacha says this, Sukkimta. So the Bi'ur Halacha says only mutter if it's Nisha Roshem. Again, I would have said a different answer. Good. Now, here we get into a different issue, but we're not going to talk about it now. Rabbeinu Peretz is chumra, that there's a concern if the mud is dried off because of teichin. And we talked about this before, a lot of issues with this. What about ein tochin achar teichin? What about tochin sheholich l'ibud? The Taz over here discusses it, Rabbi Kiv Eger discusses it. There's a discussion in Igle Tal. Now, Lamaisa, that child as well. Lamaisa, even though the Ramah quotes this, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Aruch HaShulchan writes it's a chumra ba'alma anyway. This is Aruch HaShulchan Sifta Zayin. The Mishnah Berura is again associated with Achmir Sifkat Lamed Vav, but the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a chumra. Shmuel Shabbos Gilchasa says if you don't know it's going to crumble, it's a davshim miskavin and it's mutter anyway. And my experience in stains during the week, Shabbos I would never do this, is that most of the time anyway it doesn't crumble. Okay, good. That's first Gemara Kuf Mem Aleph. The next Gemara. Kuf mem beis on the base. Haisa alav, meaning on this pillow, lashleshes mekancha besmartut. Haisa shalor, so then nos nalam maim ad shtchala. Right? Why is that mutter? Because there's no shiazeh gibus by leather. But what about if it's made out of cloth? So then, smartut is mutter. Good. So, according to the simple reading, very good, why not? This is the same thing as being Megar B'Tzipayren. There's no problem with stain removals, typically, as long as you don't use water. According to Mishnah Berurah, again, maybe it's sung about Nisha Roshem. This is also Paskin, straightforward, Shulchan Aruch Siftes, and Simen Shin Beis, Motor Litein Maim, Al-Gabi Min, Al-Shachshchol, Al-Kaskaso, then it's Aser, Avol Beged, Sheish Alav Lichluch, Aser Filo Shachshchol, Zoki Buso. Can't use water. Aval mekancho bismartut bekal the loy b'daychak pen yischot then it's mutter. Good, next Gemara. Kuf mem amad aleph. Mahu lekaskuse kisnisa v'shabsa. Lerchuche kisnisa kamachavein v'shapir dami. Apparently, when you launder certain things like linens, it comes out very stiff, and so you want to soften it. So that's okay. Oh, doma lalude chivra kamachavein v'asir. Apparently, when you're mekaskes, it makes it shiny or cleaner looking or something like that. And therefore it would be a problem. So, no, it's okay. L'erchulche kamachavein t'mutter. But of a sudr, sudr's aser. That's what the Gemara says. Why is it aser? Because it's mechzi kolude chivra. Says Rashi. Why is that? Shemakbet alibuno, that soharo shall sudr yoser mekitnisa. Your sudr, you want it to be shinier or something like that, more than the kitnisa. And therefore, it's aser. And we should, by the way, note that this is, assuming like Rashi, that the issue over here is laundering, even though no water is involved. The Rambam has a different explanation on the previous one. He says that when you rub the dirt on the outside, well, I'll leave that for now. We'll get to it because it's Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. Why is it not secretion?
For what?
Even if you have kavana.
Oh, because you don't care. Because if you're not mechavein, it's not aser. And this brings us really to the next Gemara we're about to discuss in one moment, which is that there are certain types of objective laundering. Whereby we say it's also regardless. And then there are certain types that we say that it's only under certain circumstances where these acts are going to be usher. And again, in the Gemara we're about to quote in a moment, that might even be true with respect to Nisha Deraisa. Good. The Shulchan Aruch Paskens is Simon Shin Bei Sif Hei Chaluk Lacha Kvisa Miskasha umish shafshefim oso biyadaim l'rachecho. Motor lasos b'shavashen was kavin el l'rachecho. Aval sudur aser. Why? Epnei shemiskavin l'tzachsecho v'havei kir milabein. Okay. There's a whole discussion over here. Is it dafka sudur or any pishtan clothing? The Gemara was matir chalak. It sounds like chalak across the board, even so chalak shel pishtan. And that's the view of the Rambam and a number of other Rishonim, at least their implication. However, the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya, or Yoshia, who says, it's aser. Why? But the Gemara is Mati Chalak. It means a Chalak that's not Pishtan. But any Chalak shall Pishtan is aser. How do we paskin? Beis Yosef acknowledges, really, we should be Mekel on this Shaila, because both Rishonim are Mekel. It's a Siddur Rabbanan. He writes, Nachon lahachmi or kevin de davarshin bo tzorech kol kach. Okay, you know, what do you need to do this for? The Shulchan Aruch does not bring this halacha, though, in the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef, the Ramah, though, does bring it down. The Magen Avraham says that we're noig lahachmir like that, Rabbeinu Yeshaya. So the Mishnah says, okay, if it's like your underwear or something like that, it's okay. Then, obviously, there's no issue with what it looks like. But otherwise, if it's something, some other type of clothing made out of linen, so then you should be machmir. Okay. Now, that's the way I would have said it. This Gemara is like nothing to do with anything. It's this funny type of shiny, it's making your clothing shiny, some type of iser d'rabanan, because it's nechzi. Yeah, but it's not deraisa. It's not doesn't teach us anything about real laundering, because this isn't real laundering, but even when you're mechave.
Maybe would have thought intuitively it's a localized, it's sort of unique to the case of the
murder. That's what I would have thought. You obviously didn't think that way. But anyway, the Bir Halacha also didn't think like me. The Bir Halacha says, "Ooh, but let's say." Let's say there were some type of ksamim dvukim bo, and you cleaned it off on the nas shianaki. So we see from this gemara that this would be aser. And he has an interesting shilti giborim. The shilti giborim asks in a rush. The rush says that it's aser to be mitzachzech the sudr because alude chivra, but it's mutter lenair beged me'avak she'alav, even though you're makbid. And the shilti giborim says, why? Why should they be different? Why should it be different? So again, I would have answered that tzichtzuch sudra is an isid rabbanon, and it's, I don't know, probably they were gozer because it's part of the process of laundering. Where Mashain Kane, near Talis Me'avak, that's not a problem at all. But, as I said, the Bir Halacha does not like this answer. He says, no, Vili Nira, Dal Karchach Lo Dami Klal, L'Kuli Al Mahay Inyana L'Kiskusei Sudra, Fil L'Shitas Rashi, Dilav Hachi, Hello, Sham Lo Mechalkinan Klal Be'abeged. That's not at all clear, because Adiraba, except for the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, everybody says this is mutter. And even Rabbi Yeshaya says it's only by Beged Shel Pishtan. Now, according to everybody else who says Rabbeinu Yeshaya, this is not applying except for a Sudr Mamish. But the Bir Halacha says no. From the fact that the Shulchan Aruch and Sefei says that it's aser by a sudr, so who adin kol sudr? Lav davka pishtan. And the Ramah asers all other pishtan things. The only thing the Mishnah Berurah is willing to be makel is like underwear. And then he writes, v'gam ikapid olo, uv'chol gavni aser, mashen kem binyana didan, halom mevur behedya, b'gemara, di lo kapid shari l'chatchila, chen b'chivri b'sumki, v'alkoch mishom di binyanenu, enu alo se shom pe'ulas ha-tzichtzoch, when is it mutter? When you're not doing tzichtzuch. You're just getting off some dust. That's why there's all these restrictions. All those who don't quote Rashi. So, I don't know. To me, this was very, very big chiddush. I thought this was not the pashtus in any of the Rishonim. But, because I thought this is nothing with cleaning. I didn't think this is anything to do with cleaning. This is like making something shiny. But,
why did Esther?
Because it's dome to laundering, because this is a step, last step.
I mean, I don't think the Gemara sounds at all. It's like a new Takana Mi Rabbanan in this case. There's like a random story that one Amor went to another Amor asked, what's the difference in this case? It doesn't sound like they made a new Takana.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, that's what Rashi sounds like. It's Mechzikol Udei Chivra.
Yeah.
That's a new Takana.
So there's a Mishnah Rabbanan.
Of Udei Chivra. Okay. That's only that if there's this Isser D'Rabbanan when, you know, for a Sudr made out of Pishtan, of Merzi, Kalude, Chivra.
Very. Why did they ask the question in the first place?
Because they know of the Isser.
They knew of it, so why did they ask about it?
Because they didn't know the application. Does it just apply to a Sudr? Does it apply to a Kisones? Okay, fine. So that is, as I said, you're in good company, Dani.
I was biased by Mishnah Berurah.
Uh-huh.
That's a great question.
Okay. I'm not going to say you're wrong. I can say I'm wrong.
Everyone thinks that the Mishnah Berurah is a bad question.
Kuf Mem Zayin Red Aleph. So this is the most confusing Gemara. Haminar Taliso. We're out of time. So Yechayv Chatas. But the Gemara says very, very narrow circumstances. Lo amran ela bechadati benara tiki lo an ela beuchmi, but chivri v'sumki it's okay, and even then dafka if you're makbid, fine. So what's this talking about? Says Rashi menar taliso mena afar. You're dusty. Your jacket got dusty. Why is it aser? And even isher deraisa chayv chatas. Dezelibuna. Fine. Taisva says no. He quotes the Rach, or probably it's really Rabbeinu Tam. Says no, we're not talking about dust. Maybe because he says you need water. Rather, We're talking about Tal. Okay. Now, we're going to talk a little bit later about Rabbeinu Tam's view. In a moment, we're going to get that afterwards. Is Rabbeinu Tam dealing with an issue of Tal, which is seen as dirt, or because of an issue of Schita? Last time at the end of Shir, I assumed Schita. That's incorrect, probably, but we'll get back to Rabbeinu Tam Shita in a moment. Let's talk first about the other. First, Rambam, we should note, had a third interpretation of this Gemara. He says, also, like Rashi, in a sense that we're not talking about a liquid, but he says, the chiyuv is because of makah bepatish. And you see that, because where he quotes this in the middle of the halachas of makah bepatish. So he thinks it's not shaykh kibas here as well, at least without a liquid. Now, the Gemara says that it's only asr, like we said, if you're makbid, and under very narrow circumstances. According to the Rambam, this makes a lot of sense, because in a world of makah bepatish, so we will see, that these types of factors are very, very relevant. But what's so interesting is if you learn, like we're talking about the issue of kibbutz, like Rashi and Tosfos, so why is kpeda so important? Now, the truth is we did actually see kpeda before. First of all, in that Gemara about Kiskuse Sudra, we talked about it in the Shita of the Riva, by Shriyasa Zay Kibuso, maybe kpeda makes a chiluk. But this is very interesting that we're so... it's under only very, very narrow circumstances that we have this isser here. Now, what would Rashi, again, say? We could have a couple of ways to be mahalich. Why is it, let's say, according to Rashi, Rashi clearly holds there is a shayach kibbutz without water. So what about the cases earlier that we said stain removals are mutter? So one possibility is what we said also in the Mishnah Berurah, Shatzilin Shin Beis Os Mem Aleph, who says, yeah, that's where it's Nisha Roshem. Here, it's Aser. Right. So let's see how do we paskin on this. So the Shulchan Aruch Shin Beis Sif Aleph writes, Haminar Talis Chadasha Shchoira Menatal She'aleha. It doesn't quote Rashi, only Tal Chayev. Shanir Yafel Lakemo Kibos. Who Shemakbet Aleha? Shelo Lelav Shel Blonir. Haga, which Ramah says, so Kol Shekain. Now this is going to be very tricky, this Ramah. We're going to get back to it in a moment because he switches to Mayim, not Tal. What does he mean? But we'll get back to that. But Kol Shekain, Shasr Lenar Beged, Shanashar Ben Mayim, Oshiardo Lav Kshamim. Vidafka Beged Chada Shemakbet Aleha. Okay, fine. So that's one. Tosefis of the Ramah, which we'll get back to, but this is what we want. For now, Yesh Omrim to also Lenar Beged Min Avak Shalav, in Makbet Alav. So he quotes Rashi, the Tov Lachosh Ledvarav. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah himself, doesn't sound like Mikra Dini Shloshit for Rashi. It's Rov Rishonim against Rashi, but it's a Chumrah, it's a proper Chumrah to follow. Mishnah Berurah says, no. Actually, Medina Yafri Chosh for Rashi, because he quotes a number of other Rishonim that might learn like Rashi. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, and then he says this huge expansion, based off of the logic that we said before, that Dani so articulately argued in favor of. Yeah, well, you know, even though the Gemara, even according to Rashi, very, very much narrowly limited, right? Even if I held like Rashi, so if I dropped my jacket on the floor, it's mutter to dust it off. Why? It's not new, among other things. Color's okay. The oldness is okay. But the Mishnah Berurah says no, in light of his yishuv for the kasha, the shelte giborim, and his avana, the sugya by kiskuse and kisnisa, and the light, he says, you know what? Must be that the only reason why we have these narrow, narrow, narrow cases in the Gemara is because normally nobody would care. But if you care, it's aser. So halach l'maisa says, Mishnah Berurah, even me, I'm a slob, but if my jacket like falls into the dirt, I don't want to wear it. I look like a slob. So, or my yarmulke falls into the dirt, or the like. So that's aser. Maybe even a chashash deraisa to dust it off. Why? A makbid. I, the Gemara says, it's only if it's new. That's because you're not makbid. But what about water? No. You don't need water. You don't need water. We don't need... What? Rishonim, most... We were choshir, rashis, and tadas yachid. You don't need water. You don't need water. So that's the opinion. So now, halach l'maisa comes out a number of chumras from the Mishnah Berurah. Number one is if you drop your jacket into the dust, probably you couldn't dust it out because most people are makbid. Put it on, wearing... Okay, try to find a different jacket. Number two is what about stain removal? So if you have a stain removal, like I said, you're in the shul and you drop some chalent on your jacket, what do you do? So it depends. If it's going to be nishar roshem, so then you could follow the rule of the Shulchan Aruch and use your tzipporn to take it off. But if it's going to be low nishar roshem, it's going to be aser. Again, potentially nishar deraisa. Even though there's no water, even though you're just following what the Shulchan Aruch says, using your fingernail. So, as I mentioned before, the Taz Sif Zion is Mekel on the Shaila. Mishnah Berurah doesn't like this. There's those long beer halachas, 3-4 long beer halachas. We don't have time to go through them. But the Taz is Mekel. So I thought, and I saw subsequently the Orchel Shabbos makes a similar point, that this whole Mahalach the Mishnah Berurah is very Mechudash. It's against all the Rishonim, except for Dani. Dani's a Rishon. And it's against all these, you know, nobody said any limitations on the halachos of stain removal before the Mishnah Berurah, about Nisha Roshim and the like. So, but obviously, I don't think we're going to be willing to be Mekel against Mishnah Berurah, especially because Mishnah Berurah, Mamash, dealing with Achshash Deraisa. However, I had the following Tzad Lahakel. I said like this. So let's say I have this stain, right? Can, especially when you have kids, you get stains all the time on your clothing, like... My favorite stain is like on the jackets, on the shoulders, right? That's where their math is. Spit up or dirty hands, whatever it is. So can you scratch it off? So I had the following. I said like this. L'chor, it's only a nifsir d'rabbanan, even according to Mishnah Berurah, because it's klachar yad, right? Usually you wouldn't use your nail. I'm not 100% sure that's true, because sometimes you do, even during the week, you would take off a stain with your nail. But I think it's likely true, because during the week, at least the way I take off my stains is use a towel, not your fingernail, and usually use some moisture. So it's probably Nisar Drabanan. And it's a suffix, because you don't know if it's going to be Nisha Roshim or not, right? Half the time there is a Roshim left, half the time it's not. You don't really know in advance. You know, you're hoping there's not going to be Roshim. But sometimes... Right. So maybe you could be Mekel because of the Safek Durabanan. Plus, the Taz anyway says it's Motel Chatrila, and Pasha Pshat, all the Rishonim also say it's Motel Chatrila. Simple reading of the Mishnah, simple reading of the Gemara, and all the Rishonim. So we will agree that was a good Tzad. If you don't know, if you think maybe it will be an Isha Rosha, maybe not, then you can scratch off a stain with your nails. Okay, if it's dried out, you might have to worry about Tochein, but usually with food stains, that's not an issue. Now, just one last point. So we mentioned Taisus Shita, that we're talking about dew. So what's the issue with dew? So one way to understand it is that the dew over here is like the dirt for Rashi, right? In other words, it's luchluch. And the reason why you're taking it off is because it's luchluch. Yeah, but you see it, you don't want it. There's your makbid, right? Your clothing is new and black. But that's why in very narrow circumstances, 9 out of 10 times, you don't care about the dew, in which case it's takamoter to shake it off. But if you care, then it's aser. Now, the Ramah, and it's quoting from the Kolbo, has this thing about schita. So first I was confused. I thought that's the way the Kolbo understood Rabbi Nutan. But when you look at the sources, that's not the case. I don't really have time to go into it very much. But it's a new concern that the Ramah is bringing up based off of the Gemara. Now, this is not the case of the Gemara. Here's the Gemara's Tau, and it's limited to new, etc., etc. The Kolbo then says, and it's quoted by the Ramah, the way the Ramah formulates it, is Kol Shekin Shasar Lina'er. So here we're talking about Niur, Lina'er Baget Shinashar Bimayim. Oshiardu alav kshamim. Right, so this isn't the case of the Gemara. This is an expanded case. And this is a concern of schita. But even here, says the Ramah, v'dafka beged chada shemakbid alav. So what comes out then is there's just two halachos here, maybe three if you really wish. We'll say three. So number one is the din of the mechaber. Mechaber says if it's just tal, meaning a little bit, so then we treat that as lichloch, and it's aser, but only if you're makbid, and you need three conditions to be aser. Number one, new. Number two, black. Number three, makbid, meaning you won't wear it without shaking it off. If you lack those conditions, it's mutter. Then Ramah says, even though the Gemara is talking about tal, and therefore it's dafka if you're makbid, but if we're talking about gashem, then it's aser because of schita. Why? Because mistama, you're makbid, anytime it's a baget chadash. But only baget chadash. Now, you don't need black. It's not as narrow. Why? Because what's special about new clothing? Because it's miskatzer b'mayim. I assume that means that new clothing shrink. Yeah, the first time you dry them, I guess. I don't know. So that's a new point. And that's the issue. But old clothing, that's already like shaped to size, it's not going to change. It's not going to be a miskatzer. And then, still, we're talking about a case where you're not shaking it vigorously. Because if you're shaking it vigorously, then it would be aser because of a psik reisha, it's schita. So we're talking about a non-vigorous shaking, so there's no schita issue per se, but there's this shrinkage issue. And again, here, to be aser, you only need one condition, namely chadash. It's not limited to black. What about makbid? So the Magen Avraham says, mistama your makbid, the grass is your vade makbid. Then there's the Shilta Giborim. It's quoted by the Mishnah Brura. It's also quoted as by the Magen Avraham from the Sefer Zechronos, another din. The Rama was only maker, like we said, for Nir Kal, and therefore it's Dafka Chadash, because you're but if it's Nir B'chozek, there's a Psik Resha, and therefore Asr B'chol B'gadim. So it comes out, like we said, it's three din. Okay? If it's just a little bit of Tal, only, it's basically never Asr, right? Only Chadash, Ashkor, and Makbid. Good. If it's talking about a lot of water, Gashem, so then it's Asr if it's new, and you do it lightly. But if it's old and you do it lightly, mutter. But if you shake it out vigorously, so then it's aser al psik resha, even if it's old. So therefore, lemaisa, if you go inside from the rain, so assuming your raincoat's old, so you shouldn't vigorously shake it out. You could gently shake it out. And then if you follow the Mechilin said before, so usually you can hang it up anyway if it's a raincoat that's not normally laundered. Likewise, Mishnah Berurah says it's concerned for snow. So if the snow hasn't melted, you could shake it off. If it has begun to melt, like you're inside already, it's not so hot or whatever, so then again, chor, it's not makbid, it's just a small preference. So it's okay to gingerly shake off, but not... not more vigorously to shake it off. Okay, we're out of time. There's one or two small things that we want to still talk about in the simmon, just not barely related to kibbutz. I want to talk about brushing your hats, using lint brushes, shining your glasses, or polishing your furniture, other olidei chivra things. So we'll do, that'll be the first couple minutes of the next year. I gave them our comments on that, and then we'll also talk about bathing next year. Hopefully we'll do the whole thing in one shear, I hope, maybe, Wednesday, and then we'll go on to the next malacha next week. And I already sent it to Mamakomas on that. Bezrus Hashem.